If we know that there's going to be blizzard-like conditions around our region, especially in the eastern portion of the state, on Wednesday, just give us a timeline when folks are going to start to see this the system moving in.
Yeah, sure thing. So what we're watching for is a really strong Arctic cold front to start coming down south through the state. This is going to be crossing the international border, you know, shortly after midnight tonight, kind of getting into the Grafton to Devil's Lake region between midnight to 3 a.m. It's going to continue down south, hitting around the Grand Forks, down to the Carrington and over into like Minnesota side, more of the Boston area, probably between 3 to 6 a.m. roughly, and then getting down to the I-94 corridor around Valley City, Fargo, between 6 to 9 a.m. And so our biggest concern right now is that as this front comes through, we do expect some, you know, decent snowfall, not heavy snow by any means, roughly between 1 to 2 inches. But along with that, we're expecting some really strong winds with it, wind gusts between 40 to 50 miles per hour. And so the combination of that snow plus the strong winds and the blowing snow associated with that is going to cause some pretty poor travel conditions and visibility down below a mile, possibly down below a quarter mile out in open country. And so, you know, the timing with this is going to be right around the morning rush hour, and that's what we're most concerned about. So we're kind of worried that folks are going to wake up, see that it's all right, and head out the door. But as that cold front comes through, it's going to bring some pretty nasty conditions with it.
As of right now, Andrew, it is not officially termed a blizzard, but probably something, the decision is going to be made on that yet today?
That's correct. We do expect a decision shortly. And regardless, you know, it could be just considered an advisory. So some locations were considering that, you know, maybe this isn't quite a blizzard yet because by our National Weather Service criteria, it has to last for more than 3 hours. And in some places, it may only last between 1 to 2 hours. But during that period, it's going to be really tough to get around. So it may not last too long during the day. Other locations, it may last a little bit longer. So that's what we're kind of deciding right now, exactly how long it's going to last in each location. Regardless, like I said, we're just telling people, you know, check the forecast before you head out the door because it may seem all right, but then halfway down the road when that front hits you, it may turn pretty nasty.
Talk about wind speeds, what you're expecting there, and also wind chills.
So as far as wind speeds go, right now we are expecting gusts between 40 to 50 miles per hour, especially right through the Red River Valley. The strongest winds are going to be on the eastern part of the state, you know, roughly between Devil's Lake to Grand Forks and Valley City to Fargo, and then kind of north and south through that corridor. And so those winds are primarily going to be during the first half of the day, but they're going to stay elevated well into the afternoon with gusts between 25 to 35 miles per hour. And as we head into overnight, you know, the winds will come down, but they won't come down too much, and that cold air is going to rush right in. So our wind chill values are actually going to start plummeting down to the minus 35 and possibly even minus 40 degrees. And at those wind chill values, it really doesn't take a whole lot of time, maybe around 10 to 15 minutes before you can start to develop frostbite on exposed skin. So, you know, it's going to be bad travel and then just going to be really uncomfortable to be outside later on tonight into Thursday morning.